Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the price. See through our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who fell to the Lightning 5-2. The Cats will host Tampa tomorrow in their final preseason game. They'll open up at home against Chicago on Tuesday night. Over to the Canes, will hit the road for the first time this season to take on FSU tomorrow night. The game kicks at 7:30 and can be heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. In the NFL, the 49ers beat the Rams 26-23 in overtime. Week 5 continues on Sunday with the Dolphins heading to Carolina. And in baseball, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-0 to advance the ALDS. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Most coordinators, they look at you statistically, see how people are trying to attack you, and it's a copycat league. And until we stop it, that's what we're going to see. I have the utmost faith in our ability to do that. It's got to start this week, and we got to start the game faster. That's really been a theme for us. I thought we had an op in New England on fourth down to get off the field. We didn't. Really probably the same thing in Indy. I think it was a fourth down conversion that led to the extended drive. And then Buffalo, we gave a touchdown too. So fortunately, Jack turned the tides, but we had about an inch to work with. So we gotta be able to start faster in these games.
Anthony Weaver there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale. One location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Miami Dolphins set to hit the road, man, tomorrow for Sunday game against Carolina Panthers. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joins us. Perk, as I say good morning to you right off the bat, I thought you had a little Tyreek Hill hangover. As you said, it didn't look good with Tyreek Hill out for this team, losing Tyreek Hill. And it is the first time in 4 years that we know there will be no Tyreek Hill for these last 12 games.
Joe, I'm not optimistic about this offense. I hope that they do well. I really do. But, you know, the truth is, as you know, I always say this offense is built on two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. In the 2023 and 24 season, the Dolphins were 11-0 when Tyreek had 100 or more yards, 7-17 when he had 99 or fewer. So I want to see how Mike McDaniel evolves this offense without Tyreek. Are they going to try to force the deep pass? Are they going to go to that dink and dunk from last year? Do you rely on Devon Achane more? He's got a lot of options. Mike is a creative guy. Let's see what happens. But I've got to be convinced that this offense can be successful without Tyreek.
So, and by the way, very fair. I agree with you. Very, very fair about some of that. But I thought Mike called one of his best game plans, best games. Yep. And what he put in, rolling out, I think it's going to be more of that style, which did not call for Tyreek Hill to run deep last week, just 10 yards, 11 yards a catch, and keep the chains moving, and two outside the pocket, and a more of a commitment to the running game. Don't you think we saw a little bit of what their game plan is for the rest of the year last week?
I hope so. I hope so. 31 runs and 25 passes. We saw Achan 20 carries for 99 yards. Like you said, we saw Tua rolling out a lot to his left. You know, the right side of that offensive line is still a work in progress. It's kind of a, you know, guess who's playing right guard this week game there at right guard. Larry Borum is there at right tackle instead of Austin Jackson. So, you know, rolling Tua, if you're going to roll him out, it makes sense to roll him to the left. That's the stronger side of the offensive line, and that's his, you know, he's a left-handed quarterback, so it makes a lot more sense to roll him out to the left. But, you know, Joe, you've got Darren Waller there too now. And so, you know,
what a great story.
And it's not an all or nothing deal with the pass where you either have to do dink and dunk or you have to go deep. Waller is there for the intermediate pass. He's got his size that he can use in situational football. So third down, red zone, goal line. You know, we saw that last week. So, yeah, there are options. I really want to see what Mike McDaniel does. Yep. He's a creative guy. I think he got stuck on relying on Tyreek a little bit too much. And now that Tyreek's not an option, I do think his creativity will be forced to show itself a lot more. So I'm very interested to see what Mike comes up with.
Well, I tell you, what a target, though. Like nobody's business having a 6'6 guy down there in the red zone or, as you said, inside the 10-yard line or close to the goal to be able to throw it up. And, boy, right off the bat, he threw one up high for him in the back of the end zone that just looked so good. So Omar got going about, like, ready to fire all the rookies on the defensive line and bring in Christian Wilkins. And, you know, he went Omar on me just totally out there with some crazy-ass stuff that he says. I don't even know if Christian Wilkins healthy enough to play, nor do I think he wants to come here right now, nor do the Dolphins probably want him. They're going to keep playing, and they need to keep playing these young guys. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You know, me and Omar in that media room, we go at it.
Yes, you do.
We go, me and Omar, it's a show in itself, which you know, me and Omar covered the Dolphins together for 6 years at the Sentinel, so it's all friendly, but we go at it. But, yeah, you've got to stick with the youth movement, right? Because, and as a matter of fact, that's what I'm writing about the youngsters for my column today, that, look, you made this commitment to youth in the trenches, right? Like last year you drafted Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul. This year, Kenneth Grant and Jonas Abaynaya. I know that they're not off to a great start as a group. Patrick Paul has been outstanding.
Yep.
The other three are struggling. But it's a small sample size. Even looking at Chop with his, 17 and 421 game sample size, that's a small sample size when you talk about a career, Joe. So you've got to commit to them. And I heard you yesterday. I agree with you. You can't go into next season. You can't bench Kenneth Grant and go into next season saying, boy, I wonder if our first round pick can play. He's got to play all 17 games. You've got to figure it out. And here's the other thing, Joe, is, you know, if you talk to these young players, they will tell you that the improvement that you make between your first and second years is a big one.
Absolutely.
Going into your rookie year, you're not training for football in the offseason. You're training for the combine. You're training for 40-yard dash and shuttle run and bench press. That next season, you actually get to work on football. And we saw that with Patrick Paul. And, you know, you get to do football things, knowing the playbook. You can do football-specific drills and exercises. So I do think that there's reason to believe that even if Kenneth Grant has a rough rookie year, you could see a jump going into his second year.
So the only thing I would add to that is if you got a guy that just flat out, like we had a couple of pass rushers over the last 10 or 15 years that did lose their confidence and they were shot. Nothing was working and they went into a funk to the point of, I'm guessing, even touched on mental health. Well, they did. And so if it was one of those situations, but outside of that, these guys look like fighters to me. Jordan Phillips, Kenneth Grant, Savaya Naya, they look like they're fighters, man. They're going to fight through this. They get it. The team stayed behind them. They're working with them. Hey, man, it's like they're playing against the best team in the college football every week now that you're playing pros. You get good players every week. And I know there is more pressure on Kenneth Grant. And look, you took one of the top defensive tackles when you grabbed him. And the number one thing I heard about him was stopping the run.
Yep.
And it hasn't happened, and there's a little more pressure on him. I do agree, but I'm not giving up on him. I'm with you, Perk.
No. And you know what? There's even a little potential we see beyond the guys you mentioned. Jason Marshall Jr., he's out with a hamstring, but he was in there playing some nickel. Dante Trader, you know, we seen him out there on some special teams and from scrimmage. So, you know, just give these guys some time. I know that the Cam Smith thing didn't work out. They kind of snuck that under the radar.
Good timing on it, though. Pretty good timing with it, right? All right, now's the time to let him go. Get him out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we laughed about that.
But I do like that they decided to go with this youth movement. Who knows if it works out, but you couldn't continue spending on players like Tyreek and Chubb and Teron Armstead.
Not going
to
happen.
Playoff victories to show for it.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Jaylen Waddle. Now the number one dude. No 1A, no 1B. You are the best receiver on this team. Nothing against all the other guys. I think they got some nice pieces that can help Mike and Tua. But this about a guy that was a high number one pick now getting a chance to be the big dog. What should we expect from Jaylen Waddle and what Mike can do for him with Tua and the extra time they spent together this offseason while Tyreek was injured?
Well, I think you hit on it when you said what Mike can do for him, right? Because we saw Jaylen Waddle as a number one receiver as a rookie and his second year. If I'm not mistaken, he had a rookie record or a two-year record for receptions, and he was 1,000 yards both seasons. But you can't just leave him out there on an island, right? You can't just say, okay, you're our best receiver, go out there and do damage. You've got to figure out how to utilize Devon Achane, who has 78 receptions. You've got to make the defense think, oh, they could also go to Achane. You got Waller. You got NWI, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, another big receiver. You got Malik Washington in the slot.
Yeah.
You've got to make all of these guys a threat while keeping Jaylen Waddle your top threat, and that makes Jaylen Waddle better. But you can't just leave Waddle out there on an island and let defenses know we're going Waddle, 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 Waddle. And, you know, then they double cover him and he never gets open. So to me, the first part of this is up to Mike McDaniel. How do you scheme this up? And then it's going to be up to Jaylen Waddle to become the threat that he was his rookie year and his second year.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You know what's amazing? Remember how concerned we were like a month or month and a half, 2 months ago about the cornerback position, and all of a sudden, Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas are playing really well, really well. Tackling, creating takeaways, turnovers, and then on top of that, their coverage has been really good. These two guys can still play, especially in Coach Weaver's system.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was my column today, and look, I'm not saying that these guys are going to be Pro Bowlers. None of them are going to be Pro Bowlers, but they're doing a better job than we thought. They're exceeding expectations. Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones, and now you got Cornell Armstrong coming through in the slot because Kader Kohu got injured. I mentioned Jason Marshall Jr. got injured. I like what Weave is doing at the fifth defensive back. Sometimes he'll bring in Dante Trader. Sometimes it's Cornell Armstrong. Sometimes they do the three safety thing, right? With Minka Fitzpatrick, Ashton Davis, and Ify Milifonwu. So I like what's going on overall with Weave in the secondary. We knew they were going to be a weakness. Let's just say it. We knew they were going to be a weakness, but those quarterbacks who I thought was going to be the number one weakness on the team, they have not been that. To me, the front seven has been the biggest disappointment. They haven't been the biggest weakness, but they've been the biggest disappointment. I like what those corners have done. Jack Jones made, to this point, that might be the Dolphins' play of the year, right?
Absolutely. I
mean, you save a touchdown in a 27-21 win that you badly needed. That's a huge play. So I like what I've seen from those corners. Again, I'm not saying that they're Pro Bowl caliber, but they are definitely not a disappointment to this point through four games.
You feel good about the matchups with Carolina, who's got a ton of their own problems after what just happened in New England. You feel pretty good about this game, or is this another dogfight?
I think it's a dogfight. I really do. I feel good about the Dolphins winning. But I think it's going to be a close game because it's a road game. It is a game without Tyreek, your first game without Tyreek. And it's you're almost comparable opponents from what we've seen. Now, you know, we know that Carolina is 1-3, but all three of those losses have been on the road. They beat Atlanta 30-0.
Yeah,
that was their only home game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they beat them up. So you've got to pay attention to that. But I think the Dolphins are good enough to get this victory. And I mean, Joe, they've got to get this victory. You can't give that Jets victory back and fall down to 1-4. You know, you need to assert yourself and you know, build some confidence and kind of let the league know we still beat up on bad teams. Like, you can't just think that we're going to be a cakewalk just because we don't have Tyreek. The Dolphins do still have talent, Joe. But these guys, they've got to kind of buck up and show what they're going to be. And I do point to that front seven as the area that needs the most improvement. We saw Tua have his best game last week. So he's on the, you know, you would like to think.
He did. He had a nice bounce back. You're right.
Step up. He did. He had a very nice bounce back.
I thought, Mike, his play action fakes were fantastic. I mean, he got my eyeballs a couple of times last week on that. Good throws, good decisions, no turnovers. All that stuff was great. Hey, Chris, thanks, man. Always nice having you. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, we'll do it again.
No, none of the I did all that stuff yesterday, and Omar was taking shots at your personal life, and I'm not.
Oh, I heard it.
You did.
I heard it, and I saw Omar down at Dolphins. So, I heard the whole thing. Yeah, Bo chipping in. I heard it.
Bo's a bad guy, too. He was trying to get him going. And I got to tell you, Bo's a bad man. When you see him go, Bo, you're a bad guy. You try to instigate and get Omar going, who – by the way, he showed me a picture of the girl he's with. That thing, that's not looking good, man. I hope she's not listening, but that's not looking good. That's not good.
I had some success last weekend, Joe. I might go out tonight. We'll see. One of my boys is playing in a band up in Fort Lauderdale. But the rain might keep everybody in. So we'll see. But I might go out and take a few swings, take a few.
You know what? You know, we'll a couple see. Old school come up to, and you know, you're like me in the old days, not now, of course. But, you know, a little no occasionally, and no, I don't want you to buy me a drink. And my friend and I were talking, and could you leave, please? Those never bothered me. Those never got in my way. Perk, thank you, man.
I'll see you later.
Perk, you're a fighter, man. There's no question about it. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. Hey, man, we've been telling you about the trucks at your South Florida Chevy dealers, and this weekend – if you're looking around, you got some downtime, it's kind of important you find that new truck because you're a truck person, you and the family, that's all you drive is trucks because, well, a lot of reasons, not just to get around, maybe a working truck as well. Hey, man, we got some great ones. Like, if you don't mind, the durable Colorado with the standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. Really got everything you need to enjoy your lifestyle here in South Florida, but let's get into some bigger stuff. The Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong. From a workday workhorse to the weekend warrior, got you covered. Whether you're working 5, 6, 7 days a week with your truck and still like the toys on the weekend, boy, I'll tell you, that truck can do it all for you. How about the Silverado HD? Legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. So bottom line is this, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, we got one that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, what you need, and as durable and strong as you are, and the work you need, working 7 days a week sometimes, boy, I'll tell you what, you got a truck with your South Florida Chevy dealers, can work right there with you every day. See your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend for outstanding offers going on right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, we have last day, unless we do it again next week. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more at Hard Rock Live at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. For your chance to win tickets, text the word country to 20357. That is country. And you need to send that to 20357. If you want to buy tickets, go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. And Joe, on the topic of country music, do you know what today is?
No.
Taylor Swift's album comes out today.
How many albums she had? I thought she just came out with one, like a couple months ago.
I don't keep track, but I do know that it is today because it's very popular, apparently.
My daughter just got back from Kansas City and told me that she is all over her stuff. She is like right up there with Patrick Mahomes and her soon-to-be husband.
Really?
Like they are it in that,
yeah,
in that city, in that area. So
she's very popular, yes. And her album came out today.
So okay.
All give right. you a little listening on the way home.
No, I probably got my own music, man. It's fine. And I don't dislike her. Every time I act like I don't want to run out and get some, you think I don't like her. I like her. Listen, I have great respect for what that woman's been able to do. Hey, man, you can by yourself fill up arenas mm-hmm. everywhere in the world, like four stadiums. Days in a row, stadiums.
Yeah.
Stadium. I said arenas, stadiums.
That's, honestly, though, she doesn't need to tour on this album, I don't think. You know, the touring thing's enough, right?
I don't know.
Because we don't have to go through that again with the tickets. That wasn't fun.
No.
That was not a good situation.
Our wives and kids getting dressed up.
God. I could buy those stupid bracelets.
They were nice, though. Thank you.
Great.
I'm amazed how much my daughters and my wife liked them. Thank you, Woody. You scored big.
Friendship bracelets. That's what they call them.
You got some new friends.
Yeah, great. And then they trade them with each other at the shows. Freaking weirdos, man.
All ages. Grown-ass women.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's one thing you got daughters in their 20s, grown-ass women. My age are doing it.
Great.
Hey, you got to give that woman credit. She's created all this stuff.
Yeah. Apparently, like, the album released in movie theaters or something, and people have been packing movie theaters across the country.
Woody, stop, man.
We were talking about billionaires earlier. My God, man.
No, we're doing our billionaire show, she's been in there for a while now. Yeah. She's one of the originals here for her age to what she's been able to do. Man, we got it's going to be a fun week. I can't believe it's already here tomorrow night. We're just talking about it. Miami going to be able to beat Notre Dame at home, and how will they do against the Florida Gators this before the season? And you looked and you saw the Gators at the end of the year, how well they were playing. And then South Florida got beat some, and you're going, wow, watch out for South Florida. And now, not knowing, honestly, none of us thought Florida State was going to be this good off of what they had done the year before. And Florida State gets off to a great start. So here we go. Game 5 at Florida State tomorrow night. And the first road game, first ACC game for the Miami Hurricanes. And we'll see how they do. We'll see how they do with noise. And I know Mario's big on the noise out there because we were out there and that stuff was super loud. But ain't nothing like every time I hear somebody run it and you're going, "Ooh, this music is loud." You're going, "It doesn't sound anything like a stadium." Nothing in common with a stadium. Indoor, outdoor, doesn't matter. You pack a place, it's and college atmosphere is wild. Those kids will be half liquored up from all the fraternity and sorority parties and tailgating going on for all the people that spend money that get to go in those special areas. What do they call? I don't know what they call them up there. They call them the Seminole Club, or they have a name like the Bull Gators. There's the not sure what Florida State.
Who cares?
What are the Florida State people have money? Anyway, here we go. Carson Beck takes his team up there. And we're going to find out just how good they are and see what happens. So that's going to be fun. Then, of course, Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Miami Dolphins will play their first game without Tyreek Hill in a long time. Listen, one thing about Tyreek Hill, he did not miss very many games. And this was fourth year. But we do know he will not be around for the last 12 games of this season. And Carolina going on their radio shows up there. They got their own problems talking to guys up there. They've got trying to figure some things out. I'm a huge Dan Morgan fan who's a general manager. Mom and dad live down here, and the family's down here, and he was one of the great Miami Hurricane players of all time. I got to tell you, man.
He's such a good dude too, man. What a nice guy.
I think he's probably really good at what he does, but
yeah,
I don't know what's, you know, the owner. They got an owner that likes to be involved.
That's never good.
He likes, remember the whole thing on the quarterback? He, you know, the owner and his wife had dinner and said, "This is our guy." This Alabama quarterback's our guy.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody's even talking about that, but did Bryce Young replace Tua as a quarterback, or am I missing somebody in there in between?
I think you might be missing someone. Wasn't it? Wasn't Jalen Hurts involved in that?
No, Hurts went. Mac Jones. Mac Jones had to be the.
Where was Jalen? Where did Jalen fit into that?
He went
thing?
To Oklahoma. He was there, but he left when Tua left. Took over.
So Tua took him. Okay.
And then he went to Oklahoma and got his stock back up, and is now one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Actually, so hell of a story. Boy, they got some problems there. You know, the wide receiver, they paid him, so he's happy with that, but. They're 4-0. Like, there's no problems. Like, the only thing that's really important is winning. Unless you're a wide receiver and you're going, "We're winning, but I'm not catching the ball." Like, my numbers don't look like, I look at the stats and they put the top dudes. I'm not in there. That's not good. Hey, we got more stuff to get to. DBJ. So
interesting QB matchup, by the way. We'll see who's the worst Alabama quarterback going in that game.
I'm betting money right now that Tua
outplays the other guy
and won't even be close.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got DBJ, Don Bailey Jr. going to join us. We're going to talk about a little trip to Tallahassee coming up here. But before we do, want to take a second this morning to tell you about a couple of guys that are pretty special out there when it comes to personal injuries, whether it's a slip and fall, automobile accident, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. On their behalf, knowing them now for a while, these guys, boy, I tell you what, they care. They care about you. They're partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back. I want to say this. If you're not happy, you sign with one of these law firms that they're on TV and you see the lead guys and the music sounds great. And you can see they spend a lot of money on a commercial and you get there and you've been led to believe that that guy's going to handle your case. And now reality's kicked in that you've had a lawyer handoff. They call it the old lawyer handoff to a couple of attorneys in the other room, handling a whole bunch of cases at the same time. And you are no longer a priority. You're just a number. If you're not happy and feel like that's how you're being treated right now, you know, you can walk out the door and say, I'm not going to be with you anymore because I'm going with Gary and Harvey. And I understand, because they're going to keep you updated, communicate with you, let you know how your case is going. Go to conanjuda.com, read the reviews on what people are saying about them. Unbelievable. Go to conanjuda.com or call 866-FAIR-FEE. And just remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Joe, this guy has some bye week buildup here. Just speaking to him.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. He's been in probably every coach's meeting, going over everything. He's probably with the line of scrimmage, the guys on offense and defense, patting them on the back going, this is a big one, man. First road game, FSU. We need this one, baby. I can't wait for this myself. DBJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm a little jacked up, Joe. I'm a little ready.
No,
for this
man, you
deal.
Wait for these kind of games. This is, you know, we tried to go, oh, Notre Dame's a big rival in Florida. This is the big dog that you play every year, right here, right? This is it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you, the Florida one. I wish that was played every year, but for some reason they've decided to chicken out on that. So I don't understand it, but
really kick them when they're down. We've got our ass kicked 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, I understand until they get that coaching right. It'll be us. I understand, but I think that for many, many years, the Florida game was there. And then, you know, you go back and really Coach Snellenberger and Coach Bowden perked that the Florida State Miami deal back up. And since that timeline, it's been phenomenal. And really it's a lot of times it's come down to be a national championship game or a playoff game. And it's kind of looking that way again for tomorrow.
Do you remember when Bobby Bowden said after, I think it was Butch Davis, maybe his, I don't know if his first year, but he went out there and told him, boy, I'll be glad when you guys are good again. This is, and took some kind of shot. And the next thing you know, old Butch had this thing loaded up, ready to go, man. And it was just kind of like they played off that. Hey, I always, before I go into the game, a little history lesson. Your favorite game in Tallahassee that you remember that they won, and maybe one guy that stood out, because I have a game that on a rainy day up there.
Sean Taylor, man. Sean Taylor rain game.
Greatest thing I've ever seen. He played like there were 14 guys. I never seen a guy. One of the greatest games ever I've seen play.
I'm with you. Excuse me. It's not even close. I mean, to me, I was dumbfounded by the amount of plays that guy made. I've never seen, you know, in college, there were some guys in the NFL that could take it over like that from time to time. But I think when you go back, if you look at that game, the only thing that kept him from being the greatest performance of all time is that he didn't line up at receiver and score. He didn't line up at running back and score. And he didn't do things on offense. But that was as good a game as there was in a crazy environment and conditions. And it set a standard that we've yet to match.
So let's get back to line of scrimmage. Mario's got exactly, I think, for the first time since he's been here, what he wants it to look like with Bell, McCoy, Brockermeyer, Cooper, who looks like having a great year at right guard, and, of course, Maui Noah, everybody's been talking about, Bain, Mezidor, Moten, Blay, and Scott. Is that pretty much where it starts for this game?
I think it does, and I think that since the first minute Coach Cristobal stepped foot on the campus, this was the vision that he had, and he's put it into place, and he's going to continue to build on it, Joe. But, you know, it's a lot of people don't like to talk about line of scrimmage, but you can't win a football game or you can't win championships unless you have it. And you really need both sides of it. And I think that's what you're starting to see right now. They've got the perfect marriage with Coach Heatherman on defense and how he's coordinating it. And Reuben Bain and Mezidor here are peaking at the right time. And starting to get I think the guy that's kind of really going to have a big one is Moten. You know, I mean, he's really started and had a very, very good season to date, and he's getting better and better and better. And I'm seeing him put in extra time after practice, and that's always a good deal. So, you know, that interior guy can make as many problems as those two ends can.
Tommy Castellanos, I'm not worried about the guy that throws. I know he's going to complete some pass. I'm not taking shots at him, but thing that gets me, boy, if he sees a lane open or pass rushers go up the field and there's nobody underneath, he is off and running. Hopefully you're not man-to-man when it happens. What are they talking about and how you slow him down? He's going to run a little bit. There's nothing you can do about it, but we don't want him flirting around with 100 yards running in this game.
No, I don't know. Well, you know, and think about the statement, which I have, but as far as just a pure football player, let's not say he's a runner. Let's not say he's the quarterback. Let's just say if you're putting a guy out on that field, is there anybody on either side at any position more dynamic than him? I mean, he's just makes stuff happen. But you have to monitor him because you go back to the Virginia game and he made a couple throws in that game that are as good as there can be. But the run to me is what causes the most problems. You know, he'll throw some picks and you can disguise some things, I would imagine, to make it difficult for him. But that run game of his is phenomenal. And he's about 40% of all offensive output, as far as passing yards and running yards. He is the offense.
They take Deuce Robinson, the 6'6" receiver. That's just man-to-man on the outside. You can't double-team him. We need those corners to look like NFL corners, right? Both guys on both sides?
Yeah, because they're playing NFL receivers. You know, I mean, I think, you know, Deuce is – and I throw out the middle two games they played, but he did a great job against Alabama and then made some phenomenal plays against Virginia that just wasn't enough for them to win. But, you know, you're covering a legit 6'6" guy that can run and make every catch. And then the other thing is everybody's kind of focused on Castellanos and Deuce, but Joe, their backfield is excellent. You know, they've got a committee themselves of guys that are powerful and speed. And then there's a couple of receivers that they have. Everybody can run. It's standard Miami, Florida State, where everybody can run at every position.
So I'm guessing Carson Beck, and I'm not taking a shot at him last game, but the one interception, the no touchdown passes, we're going to need to get more out of Carson in this game.
Well, I think Carson needs to do exactly what he's supposed to do. And I know people panicked after the low output as far as yards go, but understand the game plan, really, when you go back and look at it, how it materialized, because you come in with a plan and it probably half of it goes out the window in the first 5 minutes, but was to run the darn football. So I'll take Carson Beck and 160 yards. I don't want to pick every game, but we rushed for over 200. I'll take that on Saturday, because I think the run game's the keys on Saturday.
So the one thing he's done that we haven't talked about this, but his patience to throw it underneath, I got no problem. We got guys open underneath and they can turn and get 9-10 yards on the play or 11 yards and move the chains. I'm fine with that. We got a bunch of guys who run great routes underneath, give him always something to throw to. But I get the sexiness when you want to be the top quarterback in the country is to show everybody you can throw it down the field a little bit, which he can if somebody's open. And Florida did a pretty good job, it looked like, of taking that away. You agree?
They did, and I agree with you. But I think what you get with Carson Beck is you get a mature quarterback who his stats are padded enough. I mean, really, when you look at it, through all the what he can't do, he's still 3 touchdowns to 1 interception over 5 years, and coming from the Southeastern Conference, what he's done in Miami. And when you look at the body of work, it's there. And I'm okay with the check down. I want first downs. I want, in a game like this, I want first downs and I want time of possession.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure about the turnover battle, because the main thing this offense can do to help defend against Castellanos is hold on to the football. Just hold on to the football, and he's on the bench.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, it's amazing, this Bain story. And it's really hard for me to talk about Bain as good as he is. I saw some of these mock drafts already have him way up there in the first round. And yet Mezidor, I've never seen – you talk about a guy that's gotten a lot better. What happened with him? I know he's been banged up. He looks like a different guy on the outside. What's different about him that he's improved so much?
I think the main thing he did is he got himself in perfect condition. You know, he's probably playing at about 260 now, and he was bigger than that, and he had a lot of body fat, and he's matured, and he's both of those guys, Bain and Mezidor. And you talk to Jason Taylor, he'll tell you, I bet the first thing comes out of his mouth is their work ethic.
Yeah.
And then their attention to detail and technique. So everybody wants to just line up and go. Those guys are becoming getting doctorates in their field as defensive line play from Lewis and from Jason Taylor. Yeah. And they're taking in the coaching and they work well together. And listen, the scheme helps, and the guys inside, Blaze giving them a better look than we had last year. Scott's doing a great job. We talked about Moten. That inside group sure makes it work on the outside. But I still go back to the main thing in football, Joe, is work ethic and technique. And both of those guys are mastering their position.
Yeah, no, it is. I can't wait, man. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. And, of course, you'll be there with Joe Z jacked up. Mm-hmm. And should be a lot of fun. DBJ, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And I can't wait. I've never been so excited to be on the road. And sit back drinking a little bit tomorrow night watching that damn game.
Have fun, Joseph. I appreciate it, man.
All right, you too. Don Bailey Jr. with us this morning talking a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up, which means it's Mike Florio time. We'll be talking to him coming up. Right now, I want to talk to you about some serious business. Dr. Barry and his staff helping you with what could be a little mental health problem. You got a little bit off the road. It has happened to all of us. We've all been off the road a little bit. Not everybody. Shouldn't say that. Put everybody in my own category. I should stop doing that. Hey, I just want to let you know, Dr. Barry and his staff can help you and take care of it. Recovery Unplug. That's what it's all about. We're always talking about game-changing plays on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplug Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love is going through some tough times, It's time to make that call. The 954-737-4508. Let them put together a winning strategy for you to help you directly if you're listening right now or somebody you know that's going through it. 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.